Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with the good doctor, Ralph Kerr, at the Teaching and Learning Institute in beautiful Houghton, New York. And Ralph, welcome back to the program, sir. Much to discuss again today. I want to start by just highlighting the whole reason you exist, and that is to get Christians involved in their public schools, get Christians to serve on school boards. And if there ever was a time to do that, that time is now. When you look at what we're witnessing in Loudoun County, Virginia, time for people of faith to step up and serve. What is it going to take, Ralph, to get more Christians engaged in public education?
I appreciate you asking that question, Bob, because that is all about our mission. Several years ago, I wrote a book called The Sin of Apathy because I saw people just not getting involved. And as you mentioned, recently there have been several issues that should be motivating people to get involved. The Loudoun County situation, there's been concern about the CRT, which we're going to talk about later.
Yeah.
And so many issues that are just highlighting now the need for people of faith to get involved at the local school level. I'm sorry, in one sense, that these issues have had to come up, but I'm believing that God has actually used these issues to kind of light a fire under Christians and take away that sin of apathy.
Yeah, I know several years it's been, we've done this show, and it's just been a great honor for me to spotlight the work that Teaching and Learning Institute does. I don't know how many years you've been officially around. We've done this show for, boy, I tell you, at least a decade. But have you, over that time, seen greater or less involvement of Christians in public schools?
Well, it's interesting that you should say about the length of time we've been doing the program. I was looking for something else this week and actually found some notes from 2007 when I was working with Cecil Van Houten, good friend of ours. And we have been doing this a long time. Pre-COVID, I actually had a workshop that was sponsored by the New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedom and our friend Jason McGuire. Mm-hmm. And there were people attended that workshop in Rochester from all over the state of New York. And I was thrilled that that happened. Several of them followed up with questions. And since then, I've actually done some video sessions that Jason is posting on the topic of school board service on his website.
Yeah.
So people are getting involved, and I'm grateful for that.
That is awesome. You know, I hate to see those ballots that have write-in candidates because there aren't enough people willing to step up and serve on their school board. If you want to make a difference in your community, there's no greater way of doing that than to serve on your school board. Well, we mentioned Virginia to start and the controversy going on in Loudoun County, but we'll end with Virginia as well and the critical race theory that is being taught in schools there and how much that has influenced the race for governor, which will be decided tomorrow in Virginia. We want to know how parents, we always want to be proactive and not reactive and constructive and not destructive. So how can parents engage their local school if they're concerned about critical race theory and whether or not that's being taught where their student attends?
Well, they can certainly ask their children what's going on with the whole topic. Maybe talk to the teachers and the principals. But I think the first thing is they need to understand what critical race theory is. And I'll just give in a couple sentences about that. There was a case that goes way back called Brown versus the Board of Education, which really was the first of anti-discrimination law. Mm-hmm. However, that's been turned around now that some people are saying that the civil rights advanced for black people coincided with the self-interest of white elitists. So they put a different spin on it altogether. But I really like what former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said a week or so ago. And here's a direct quote. "I would like black kids to be completely empowered to know they are beautiful in their blackness.
Yeah.
But in order to do that, I don't need to make white kids feel bad for being white." So I think it's important that parents understand at least some core concepts about critical race theory. I do think probably in large cities, this is more prevalent, and it's a good reason to be in the southern tier of New York and the northern tier of Pennsylvania in rural areas, because I think there's less of it probably in those areas, but still worth checking out.
Yes, indeed. And if you want to check this topic out or any other that we discussed today, maybe you are feeling the call to serve on your local school board. Ralph, you have wonderful information on your website about how to get started in doing that. Where can folks go and check you out?
We do have that wonderful information, Bob, and it's as simple as going to yrun.org, yrun.org.